In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen.
Today is the fifth week in the month. And the gospel, as we listen today, it's we already listened before many and many times during the year. Because it's written, and we have the rite of the church, that every fifth week in the month, we have to read the gospel of feeding the multitude, which is the gospel of the blessings. As if the church should try to tell me, okay, this is what we have. We have to be blessed. We have to use the new date, the new day, the new week, which is a blessing from God. Everything that's coming from God, it's a blessing. Also, this story, it's written in the four Gospels. After the resurrection story, there is nothing in it's written in all the Gospels, except only the story or the miracle of feeding the multitude. It's written in the four Gospels after the resurrection. And it's not only a miracle, it's a creation. You can imagine with five loaves and only two fish, starting by five loaves and two fish and ending by 12 baskets of leftover. So it's a blessing. And the question now, how to be blessed? Okay, always we are asking God the help and the bless. Bless my home, bless myself, bless my kids, bless my work, bless everything. So the question now, where and how? How to be blessed? There is a book named The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. I will change a little bit the name of this book. It will be The Seven Habits of the Highly Blessed People. I will go through the seven habits that I have to build to be blessed. If you read the book of Highly Successful, the Seven Habits, it's really very good. It's build the skills, how to work with the people, deal with the people. But now we'll change a little bit. We will have the seven habits, how to build the seven habits to have or to be highly blessed people. I wanted to be like Abraham when God said, I will bless you and you will be a bless for everyone. So number one is the gift. I have to give. You can imagine that like a kid or a young man have like five loaves and two fish. So the first thing that he did, he gave. They asking that the disciple came to this man or this young man or this child and he said, please, can you give us the five loaves and two and the five loaves and two fish? He said, yes, for sure. It's here. Right now, he gave everything. It's written in the Bible many verses about the give. Exodus 20, more blessed than to receive. Psalm 40, blessed he who considers the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. So if I give, I help the people, I help the poor, deliver me from the trouble, from the time of trouble. Malachi 3, our Lord said, bring all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in many houses, and try me. Now in this, say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Again, I will repeat it this verse again. Our Lord said, bring all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me. Now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. This is the promises of God. Even he told us to not try me, but only one verse he said, try me when you give. It's not giving by money. Only. No, it's not money only. It's money, time, so good, everything. So I have to think about that, how to give. More you give, more you be blessed. If I calculate, for example, this child or this kid, in the when the disciples came to him, they ask, "Can you give me this, the 5 loaves and 2 fish, please?" Like, oh, what I can do? I can't. It's only for me. My mom give it to me only. Okay, if I give it to you, so what I will do after? So many questions with no sense, but the result, feeding 5,000 by 4 at least, like 20,000 people existing, listening to God, and Jesus Christ fed them by 5 loaves and 2 fish only. So it remembered me also, by the widow during the time of Elijah, when Elijah came to her and he said, can you do for me a bread? Like she told, I have only a hand of flour and some oil and some water. I will eat, I will do it, I will do like a bread, and I will buy me and my son after. There is no rain, there is nothing. But because she gave also to, the result was amazing. Not only the blessings, she was a bless also too for everybody too. So number one is give. More you give, more you be blessed. Again, we are talking about 7 habits I have to build in myself to receive blessings. Number one is to give. Give not only, as I said, give time, give money, give service, give everything, sacrifice everything. More you give, more you receive for the blessings. Number two is faith. Even I can't do anything without faith. I can't give, I can't come to the church, I can't pray, I can't do anything without faith. So if I look to this kid or this young man who had the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, number one, he was listening, he heard about Jesus Christ in first. He said, I know Jesus Christ very well. I saw him, for example, from a long time. He was, I don't know where, and I listened to his sermon. Oh, it's amazing. And it like touched my heart. So after that, he was listening again to the people around him about Jesus Christ. So he had a faith inside him. That's why he went to the mountain alone, without anybody, with like many people, a crowd of people, and he went to the mountain to listen only to Jesus Christ. So number two is the faith. So when right after, when the disciples said, "Can you give us the 5 loaves and the 2 fish?" He said, "Oh yeah, for sure. What you are doing with that?" Even the disciple, we don't know. The Lord asked us for, like, to give him anything. And we found only with you the 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Yes, for sure. Take it." So without faith, I can't receive blessings. Without faith, I can't receive blessings. The second epistle of Galatians 9, 7, and 8. So let each one give as his purposes, in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God. Of God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver. And I will highlight cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Cheerful giver, it's with faith. So when I give, it's not when I come to the church, when I pray, when I do anything, it's not an obligation. It's not a homework that I have to do. No, it's not that at all. It's only faith coming from my heart. That's why I do that, and I have the faith. So if I need the blessings, so I have to build inside me the second habit with the faith also too. I have to believe. I have to trust. I have to be sure that God is doing everything for me good. So number one, is give. Number two is faith. Number three is thanksgivings. Ah, thanksgiving is the same, like, sorry, it's number three is prayers. He said he looked up. After they gave the five loaves and the two fish to Jesus Christ, and he took his in his hand and he looked up. He looked up. Prayers. Number three, if you really, really need blessings, pray more. Pray before go to school, go to work, before to eat, before doing anything, even before walking. For example, you are hanging with someone else and you are walking. Let's walk together. Pray before. Pray before doing anything. Before go to sleep and ask God, like, please give me good sleep. Before eating. So I have to pray. The prayer, it's only a small thing I will tell you to be sure that this is a blessing. I am involving God inside in my life. He is now my partner in everything in my life. So he's blessing everything. So more prayer, it's more blessings. More prayers, it's more blessings. And so after that, I'm waiting the shower of blessings from God. So give with faith, pray, three habits now. The fourth one is thanksgivings. And he looked up and he gave thanks. Jesus Christ, what you are doing? You are giving thanks for what? You have five loaves and two fish only. Yes, I have to thank God about everything. The problem that we are complaining about the small things that I have. Even I receive small things. I'm not thanking God about anything. So I'm always complaining, frequently complaining. No, even I have small things, I have to thank God about it. And more thanks, more blessings. Think about the small thing that you have. Think about the small salary that you have. Think about the small house that you have. Think about every single thing. More you think, more you are blessed. It's really an amazing to thank God about everything. So if you really wanted to thank God about everything, look to the positive, not to the negative. God is doing everything in purpose. Even when you ask something from God and you are not receiving that, thank God about everything too. So more you are, thanks God about everything, more you are blessed, more you receive more blessings. So now we built four habits until now. Number one is the give. Number two is the faith. Number three is the prayer. Number four is thanksgivings. Number five, there's five habits, the organization and order. And this is a mess in our nations and specific in Egyptian, with Egyptian. Like we have no order, nothing. You can imagine, I will tell you, 12 disciples, they have to organize 20,000 people. And Jesus Christ, he said, or they have to feed around 20,000. And with the kids, you can imagine we have, for example, like 20, 25 kids in the church. And oh my God, like it's a like mess at church. No, we have to organize. Because the people, if they listen to Jesus Christ, for example, and they are quiet and calm, and they're listening. After that, after the fellowship, it's a mess. It's a trouble. There is no organization, no order. They will leave. And they said, there is no order. But Jesus Christ was talking to you for like hours. No, I can't even remember what Jesus Christ said because I saw something in order. There is no organization. That's why it's very important to know that we have to organize ourselves. We have to do everything in organization. We have to do everything in order. to leave everything like beautiful, looks beautiful. In First Epistle of Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. This is what St. Paul said. Again, let all things be done decently and in order. So more we have organization, more we have order, more we have blessings. You can imagine, for example, like it's normal. The people, if they have food, I'm talking about now imagination. I will imagine, for example, there is 20,000 people, and Jesus Christ, he did a miracle and have a lot of food. And he said to the people, now we have everything. All the people, they will go and run and eat, and they wanted to eat, and someone will say, اتاني وابعد عني. عايزين ياخدوا بسرعة. This is what, it's not an organization, it's not an order. And they will leave sad. So the first thing that I have to think about it, organization. You know, the word tax, he writes in the church, it's coming from a Greek word named taxis. And taxis is system. Taxis is a Greek word. It's named system. It's called system. So I have to organize everything. Even the church, we know what I have to start by, what I have to end by, what I have to do that, how to do that. I have to open the curtain and the curtain, for example, from which side to which side. So I have to do everything in system and organization. And more I have organization, more I have an order, more I have, it's a blessing also for everybody, even inside the system, inside the church. Also, another thing you can imagine when they collect all the leftover, they collected by like in order to 12 baskets. They collect the 12 baskets. Each one from the disciple collect them, go to the basement after we finish eating. It's a mess. Or after the service, it's a mess. No, we have to clean and we have to do everything in organization. So I built now 5 habits to have more blessings. Number 1 is give. Number 2 is faith. Number 3 is praying. Number 4 is thanksgivings. Number 5 is order and organization. Number 6, teamwork. More I have to delegate, more I share with me this organization, more I have more blessings in my life and also bless everyone around me. You can imagine, Jesus Christ said to the disciple, I will do everything by myself. Sit down. Take a rest. I am Jesus. I am the Lord. I will do that by myself. No. Even he couldn't do that. He can. Yeah, he can do that easily. He's Christ. But he wanted to share also a main point. It's a teamwork. We are teamwork, so I have to share everything together to have more blessings. There is a word named synergy. What is it, synergy? Synergy, it's with engineering. There is, for example, my power, my energy, it's X. And your energy, for example, is the X. And your energy, too, is X, for example. So if I do everything by myself, I will use my energy only. But if I will share that, for example, with 10 people, then I will use 10x by x. So 10 energies, I will use it to help everyone. I don't know the people who are doing everything by themselves, alone. One man show. They destroy the blessings. They destroy the blessings because there is no blessings. It's only one man show. So I have to do everything with teamwork too. And also, the teamwork, it's a mirror of humility and love. So if I'm sharing everything we're sharing with everybody to work with me, it's a sign of humility and love too. I love the people. I humble myself. That's why I give everything to the people to work, to help me. This is what Jesus Christ offered to the disciples, please help me. I want to distribute all of that to the people. Divided them by 50-50 and start to distribute everything. Oh, really? You need our help? You are the Lord. You did a miracle. No, don't worry. More I love you, more I humble myself, more we have blessings. So we build now six habits. We build now six habits. Give, faith, praying, thanksgivings, order, organization, teamwork. And the last, it's leftover. We have a problem. You can imagine that the leftover of our, for example, I will take a small thing from food, can help another nations. The leftover of the food can help another, can feed another nation. So the first thing that Jesus Christ also taught us in this miracle, please help yourself to look to the leftover. It's not only food, I will tell you. I have 10 minutes, 20 minutes, I have to 30 minutes, I'm not doing anything, I'm losing the time, I'm losing everything. No, I have to use the leftover, even from time, from food, from clothes, for everything. It's a blessing. That's why today, the fifth week, we can read anything. No, the fifth week, we are reading the blessings. So this is a leftover, it's a blessing. So more I use the leftover, more I receive more blessings. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, how he worked with that. After a long day on the mountain, and the disciples were there with Jesus Christ, with the people, with the congregation. And after that, Jesus Christ said, okay, we have to feed all the people, the multitude. They said, how we can do that? It's not easy. We have no money even to feed like 10 people. He said, like, okay, search for anything. And they searched and they found this 5 loaves and 2 fish. And after that, okay, please help me in that. Divide all the people for 50-50 and distribute everything. Oh my God, it's too much. It's sunset. Okay, we'll do that for you. And after they finish everything, Jesus Christ said, clean up. What? It's hard work. Yeah, we have to remove the leftover. We have to use the leftover. We have to use the leftover from time, from food, from clothes, from anything. So we built today the seven habits for highly, highly blessed people, not highly successful people, as the book is written before. The seven habits of highly blessed people are: number one, give; number two is faith; number three is pray. More than you pray, more you have blessings. Number four, the thanksgivings. More you think about anything, small things, more you are blessed. You have to do everything. Number five, in order and organization, to be more blessed. Number six is teamwork. You have to work with a team. Number seven is a leftover, and I have to use everything is left from me, time or food or clothes or everything, because a blessing, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
بفراني من راتي امت بي اخريستوس اريبرز فين ري غنوتين شويس نبتر امت ثيوتوكوس ماريا ثما فين بن صوتي امت فكان النوفي ناني فول اريبرز فين ري غنوتين obi prodromos emvaktistis, iu emnis birefti om sintifkenin novi, nani volto behem epshois ereiegon, ona shois eniotin apostolos, nem epsebi emteni mathitis, entifkenin novi, nani vol jefes marotin jefiot nem epshiri, nem bebnev ma es owe, Teteria se gikevol ten o ostemos tensiones.
And Sophia Silver's comment, Kirasan, Kirasan, Hanom with me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens, his right hand of his Father, and is coming again in his glory, judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess on baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Is more than a